You're talking about the Buffalo game? Yeah, I was supposed to make an end cut. The interception was on me. I ran the wrong route.
Generally, how's the chemistry between you guys coming along?
Generally, I think it's pretty good. It's really just me trying to still, grasp the rest of the plays that I haven't been here for that they extrapolated on top of, and they just got more detail with. So I'm trying to pick up the new style of how they do it. So it's an everyday process. Oh man, I mean, me and Brian talked about it during the game actually, but we knew. I mean, it's just a part of the game. Sometimes it happens, miscommunication. But Brian's persevered through a lot. That's not going to be the interception of his downfall, definitely not. So we're ready to climb back and build on top of it. I don't really know. It's really, I only played two games. Feels about the same, they still throw me the ball. I'm still out here practicing and stuff. It's not like I'm not playing. I'm not traveling to the game, so I feel the same pretty much. That's what the coaches and the front office seem fit to do. So whatever they do, that's the right decision. It's different. Yeah, your hands on. You get to talk to, interact with the people. You're on the same schedule with those people. Before, you kind of just in passing, you might see people, you might not see them. So the schedule's a whole lot different. So I see a lot more people now. I definitely think I push it just about every play I get out there. Maybe it's just the way it looks. I look like I'm going slow, but trust me, I'm not. But I definitely think there's a lot more for me to get from the game and to be able to reach that point where I could say I'm definitively one of the best wide receivers. Maybe just dedicating to the game, really. For one, you just have to master your offense that we're running here. And when you do that, you get to think less. When you think a lot less, you move a lot faster. And that's really the point I'm trying to get to with these last few games that we have left in the season. I'm trying to get that behind me and get ready to move forward with it. I think he can. Hoyer's definitely got a quick motion, and he gets it out a lot quicker. So, if it's arm strength-wise, you couldn't really tell the difference, I guess, because he gets it out so early. So I think he gets the job done just as good as anybody else we had. In the playoffs, it's a great motivator, I think, for everybody. We've never been here before. I know I never played in a playoff game or practice, let alone. So it's exciting to even have that thought or dream, So all the guys are real fired up about it, and that's everybody's motivation, I think. I think we're real close. I think we're real close to where we need to be. But I know in my mind, I'm not where I want to be, because I'd like for it to be just second nature, me not to be able to think about it. I can hear half the play in the huddle and still know what to do, but it's not like that for me right now. So I know I got to compensate to do extra and study a little bit more than everybody else. So I'm playing catch up. So I'm not happy with where we are, but we could be better.
Mike.
Definitely. We get opportunities like that. You want to make those plays. I think it's been too few and far in between for us, at least for me. From making plays like that, or even having an opportunity to get a play like that. So just practicing it and repping it, I think you can prepare yourself to do it. I don't believe so. I only played two games. I played 14 last season, so it's hard to even compare the rest of the season that I played to whatever I did last season. So, yeah, the terminology's changed even since training camp. It's still the same concept, but just a little tweaks to tight ends and protection makes the words change and sound like a totally different play to me. So I'm just trying to still realize it's the same thing. During the suspension, I wasn't even in the meetings with the team. I went to team meetings, but I didn't go to position meetings, offensive meetings, so I didn't get to do any of that. I was just working out. Well, yeah, I believe someone else just said it was when you do so well before, you set a standard for yourself, you want to compound on that, and that's what I'm trying to do.